Hey everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It's Wednesday. My podcasts are pre-recorded. So it's actually Wednesday, but the day that you will be listening to this, it will be Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. How's everyone doing today? I hope everyone is well, and I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving like me, I hope that you just enjoyed your day. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving for personal and political reasons, and I think anyone could just take any day and then have a day of gratitude and have a special dinner and spend it with the people they love. It doesn't necessarily have to be on Thanksgiving, but I know people lead a busy lifestyle and they work a lot and they don't have time to see their family, and this is the only time that they can do it, so I completely understand that. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is a health and wellness coaching podcast, and I will be discussing holistic health related topics. I can be located at YouTube at Generation Wellness, and I am on Instagram at generation.wellness. Who am I? I am your host, Shakita, and stay tuned for the topic segment. Thanks. Hey everybody, I'm back. This is the topic segment. Before I get into the topic, I'd like to just let you guys know about a few things. If you tune in every Wednesday at 7 p.m., you'll be able to hear a podcast from me about health and wellness. Sometimes I may not be around like every single Wednesday, so you can go to my new website, which is generationwellness.liveeditaurora.com. You can go to the events page and you can check when I will be making podcasts. So you could check for the schedule at the events page so that you could find out when you can listen to me on your favorite podcast platform. Also, I will be having a newsletter coming out like every quarter, which will be like every season, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And the next quarterly newsletter will be coming out this December, on the first day of winter. So look out for that. I have some information on the events page where you can find out how to subscribe to the newsletter. So please check that out. If you haven't seen my website, you can go to my main website, which is generationwellness.weebly, that's weebly.com, and you can learn about the services that I offer. You could read the terms and conditions page, and if you decide that my services is are if you decide that my services are something that you would like to try out, please schedule an appointment and pay for the service if you have to pay for it. I do give free consultations as well. So please check that out. And today we will be discussing a book review. And the book is by, I'm not really sure how to say the person's name, but it's a very long name. It's an African name. I can spell it. It's NYSWT, and then the next name is Kepher Haru Aman Ma'at. And the title of the book is called Elements Unite. So stay tuned, and we will get into the book review shortly. Hello, welcome back to the podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed that song. If you go to the Anchor.fm website or app, you can listen to that song, I believe, on Spotify in its entirety. I hope that you enjoyed it, whether you're listening to the music on your way to work or, if you're getting ready to settle down for the night, I hope that you enjoyed that song. And you could find the title again and listen to it on Anchor.fm. So, anyway, let's get into this book review. I have my mood set, I have my tea. I'm drinking some lemon ginger tea mixed with Party Arco, and some peppermint, and it's very spicy. So I bought this book from Amazon, and it's called Elements Unite. And again, the author's name is, it's spelled NYSWT. The next name is spelled KHEPRA. Then it's Heru, HERU, Amun, AMUN, and the last part of the name is Ma'at, MA'AT. It's on Amazon. It's called Elements Unite. Hopefully they fixed this issue, but when I bought the book, whoever manufactured it placed the book in the cover upside down. So the cover is upside down, but when you open it, it's like you're reading from the back to the front. So it's kind of weird. I can't really explain it, but they just put the book in the cover upside down, or they put the cover upside down and then they put the text in. So you have to read it like you're reading a book from the back to the front. So this book is basically about the elements and our environment and how we are connected to the elements and how we can work with the elements to achieve health. And I think this is a really good book. It's a very short book. It's about 24 pages of text. And then it has like a couple of blank pages for the ISBN code and I think just the ISBN and then just a regular blank page that usually comes in books anyway. But it's 24 pages of text, and it's very short, it's very simple, it's a very good read. The author, his real name is James Neely, and he's 26 years old. He's a licensed holistic massage therapist. I believe he's somewhere in Florida. He's been practicing for 7+ years, and his approach to life is a harmonious one since having my awakening. It says on the back of the cover, I study many different things myself more than anything. And he was born in Miami, Florida, and he grew up in Orlando. And on the back of the book, it gives you like a summary. And it says, what I want everyone to get out of Elements Unite is a higher understanding, as opposed to saying understanding, on our connection to the elements on many different levels. We should view ourselves within each of these elements intricately. When we practice creating a union with all the elements, we start to access our full potential. We start becoming powerfully reconnected. And some of this is hard to read on the back because of the design on the cover has a sun, so it's kind of hard to read the back. Hold on. Hey everybody, I'm back. Sorry about that. I had a technical difficulty. So I found out where the excerpt on the back cover came from. It's actually inside of the book, so I can start where I left off. So I'll just say, when we practice creating a union with all the elements, we start to access our full potential. We start becoming powerfully reconnected. And basically he's just saying that, inner peace comes from realizing that everything that's out there is just a reflection of us, And he's basically suggesting that we get connected to nature. So, what are the elements? I'm looking at his table of contents, and he has an introduction, and then there's five chapters and a summary. And what are the elements? The first chapter is titled We Are Earth. The second chapter is titled We Are Air. The third title is chapter the ter third title of chapter three is We Are Water. The fourth chapter is We Are Fire. And the fifth chapter is We Are Ether. And like I said, this is a really quick read. It took me, a few hours to read this and to absorb the information and to grasp what he was saying. But I mean, it shouldn't take you very long to finish the book. The book is very straightforward and understandable. The one chapter, my favorite chapter out of this book is We Are Water. And there was something in here that he said that I really liked. Well, I really don't want to tell you what the concept is because I don't want to spoil the book, but he gives you a tip on how to connect with water, and I really thought it was a really nice concept. And I've been practicing this lately, and I can tell you that when I do this, I actually feel happy. I feel much happier within, on the inside. And the author is very wise, and he has great understanding and or understanding. And he also has an Instagram page, and he has a lot of wisdom about spirituality. And I just find him to be very an interesting person. So, hey everybody, I'm back for the next segment. So, I'd like to continue. So please check him out. He's on Instagram. His name is James Neely. I will put his Instagram info in the description box of this podcast. No, as I said before, I noticed when I do practice the information that he gives, especially for water, I feel happy inside. And if someone is suffering from depression, or if they're a little sad, or this book might help you. You can use it as you could use it for your spiritual practice. I think a lot of the times when we have things like depression, it's like we have some sort of disconnect. There's just something going on in the body. It could be a disconnect spiritually. It also is a disconnect physically, pertaining to your nutrition. And once you get all of those things in alignment, your nutrition, your spirituality, and different things like that, you can have balance in your life. So I really think spirituality is definitely an important part of your health regimen. I know certain people have different element signs, if you're into that, like astrology, or if you're into the cosmos, or I forget what it's called, but me, I found out that my astrology sign, Gemini, that's an air sign. But I also found out that I'm more of a fire person. So that's really interesting. So I used to be into astrology a little bit when I was younger, and I used to read my horoscope all the time. But I was never really deeply or heavily involved with it, enough to know about the element signs. But I do know that air and fire go good together, And those signs go good together. So, like if you're trying to find someone that you're compatible with, an air sign and a fire sign would go really well together. As well as another, like two air signs would go really good together. So that's something that I found out recently. So throughout the book, he gives small exercises that you can do to connect with nature and with the different elements listed in throughout this book. I didn't even know what ether was until I actually read this book. But if you want to know what ether is or ether, you can just do a simple Google search and learn about it. He just gives a brief, he just gives a brief description of what it is, how to connect. This is a very valuable book with very good information. You can use it as a guide for your spiritual practice and your spiritual journey. It was very inexpensive. I think it was about at least $9 or $10, and which is a very good thing about this book, that it's easily affordable. If you're into African spirituality, I would definitely recommend that you get this book. If you're looking to connect to a higher power, it may not necessarily have to be God, but if you're looking for meaning to life, if you have some issues with your emotions and or with depression, you might want to get this book. If you have some health issues, you definitely want to get this book so that you can learn how to feel better. And what can I say? Please check out James Neely's book called Elements Unite. I think that's the end of my book review. I learned later after reading this book, I learned that even though I'm a Gemini and it's an air sign, I'm really more connected to the fire element because I love warmth. Sitting out by a fire makes me feel good. If it's when it's a tad bit warm, but not too hot, I could fall asleep very easily. Find out, what element you're connected to if you're not connected to all the elements. Find your balance by connecting to the elements that you're not connected to so that you can find balance in your life. I think that's it. So thank you for listening to this podcast and stay tuned for the outro. So thank you for tuning in again. And this is the outro. I hope you enjoyed that last instrumental song. If you like that song, you can check it out on the full song on anchor.fm. So, this is Generation Wellness signing out. I am your host, Shakita. I am located on YouTube at Generation Wellness. I am also on Instagram at generation.wellness. I have two websites. The first one is generationwellness.weebly.com. The second website is generationwellness.liveeditaurora.com. On that second website, you could check out recipes and blogs. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast, and I hope that you got something from it. I hope that you check out the book by James Neely, Elements Unite, and I hope that you tune in for the next podcast. So I'll be taking a break, so you could check the events page at my second website. And see when you'll be hearing from me again. So have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.